Thanks for calling. Thomas speaking. How can I help?
Hi. I just was looking at your website ad online, and I just wanted some questions about your redesign. I understand you probably do that. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And
I have an HTML site, and the guy that did this is, you know, probably no longer in web design, but he did such a really good job, and it was easy. It's a photography site, and it was easy to take pictures of. And I went to the CMS panel, and I was able to take pictures up, do metadata, remove them, and I got a lot of compliments from the site. But now that it's HTML, the hosting that I have doesn't support things that were designed on the site. So slowly but surely, the functionability of it's gone away. Like, I can't get in and edit the page. I can't use the gallery anymore. I'm not receiving emails anymore. So that's where it is. Knowing that now, how could was that something that you could look into and see if you could design it from there?
Absolutely, we can. All right, if I may ask, what exactly is the business about? Or do you have any, like, website that you can show it to me? Are you still on the website by any chance?
Mm-hmm. It's still up, barely. I mean, it's up for informational purposes, but like I say, you can't receive emails or anything like that. It's photosandteam.com.
Okay. On the website, do you see, on the bottom right corner, do you see a chat window?
On my website?
No, on your website.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me get back on. Orbit? What was your website again? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get out, but I did. Orbit Design, was that it?
Yes, orbitdesignagency.com.
Yeah, I was on here at first, and it came up, but I thought it would be better to call you instead of doing the chat, because it seems like it goes faster to me on my end anyway, and I'm in the middle of some things today. Okay, so I do see the chat come up here like it did before.
Mm-hmm. So you can you send me your current HTML site on the chat, please?
Are you Thomas?
Yes, my name is Thomas Mark.
Okay.
Beautiful. Give me a second so I can take a quick look at it first. All right.
Where are you located?
We're in San Jose. We're in San Jose, California. We have got, like, multiple locations because we have, like, a team of 600 to 700 people, including designers, developers, marketeers, and mobile application developers. So that's why we have hired multiple people from different states who are working from home. So that's why, like, we are basically located in multiple states. So currently, the main head office is in California, San Jose, where I am located, and my team is.
Okay.
So tell me something, like, what is your business about? Like, what is the nature of this industry?
Well, it's a photography, first off, photography, and that's what it is. I do some micro stock, and I was pretty active several years ago when this went up. It's just I'm still working my day job, and I have never retired yet. I'm semi-retired now, so it's making things easier. But when I was working full time at the firm here, and I had jobs like say in California, it was so hard to balance both that you know, it was just difficult to keep it going, but I'm still up and, you know, can be contacted. But it's very frustrating because the website is not functionable anymore. And
mm-hmm.
I like the hosters that I have. SiteGround is who I have, and I really like it. But like I was saying, that, you know, I guess for security reasons or whatever, so much of that isn't being supported.
Well,
and like I can't get in and edit. Like I was saying earlier, I can't edit the gallery. I can't edit the text. There's some things. See, I was able to do all this when the designer, when he put it all together, I was able to get in. If I need to change something in the text, like there's some address changes I need to do, I can't do any of that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So So I was trying to find somebody to – I tried to get a couple people to get into the HTML site that I have up and try to just fix it, but they had a difficult time because they're just not familiar with that type of – you know, it's all WordPress now, and which I don't mind, but if they could just build on what I already out there, and, you know, being that the pictures are in the gallery, I know they're in, they could see them, but I can't assess them. That's how it is. everything's in there, but it's not working. So I've tried to get somebody to work with the HTML site, but they just can't do it. They just don't have, I guess, that background, or maybe it just can't be done either. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. How about I show you a couple of designs and like a couple of websites that we have finished successfully in the past, so I can show you like a past work that I've done, me and my team, of course, have done. So these are four
mm-hmm.
sites that I want you to look at. So click on them one by one, and you can simply go ahead and take a look at it and give me your feedback, please.
All right.
So basically what we can do is we can take over on your current website and we can give it a new look. We can design it from scratch, and we can work on the inner pages, design all of that in a basic, beautiful manner. Because the country,
mm-hmm.
sorry, the industry that you're working in, that needs a unique sort of a design. So, and you can see that. Like the sites I've shared with you, like you can take a look at it, like how it has been designed and how it's functional. So exactly like this or even better than this, your work can be done. And the price could be really affordable. And I would say the timeline we try to work under the client's timeline. So if I may ask, like, how soon would you like it to be functional?
Okay, well, I'm not in a hurry, and I am semi-retired now, so that's why I'm trying to find something that is affordable and not a major, like a business would need, you know, thousands of dollars and that type of thing I don't need. I just need it to be viewed by people who are interested in looking in the gallery and contacting me. At this point, when I first got it set up, I never had an e-commerce site. You know, sending pictures to download.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't do that. I know that, but I'm saying that. I wonder if you had it for view at a time later, you could put like a plug-in that could do downloads. Is that possible?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
Because
okay.
How it's going to work, like I'm going to give you, let me guide you with the whole process. So the process would be like, first step is we are going to send you a link to an internet questionnaire. The questionnaire would ask you multiple questions like, what colors would you like to see, what information would you like to put on, and some basic details about your business. So once you provide us that information, our team would
mm-hmm.
meet to discuss the ideas of the website's basic layout, and you're also welcome to provide your thoughts as well. So let's say
mm-hmm.
once the layout is ready, we'll show it to you, like multiple layouts, not just one. So let's say like we're
okay.
providing you three different ideas based on your instructions. And then you can let us know, is there any more modifications that you require, that you need to see, And we'll make them based on your input. So as soon as you approve it and you like it and you ask us to approve and proceed to the next step, then we start working on adding the content, such as like photographs and videos and your past work and some customized forms that needs to be updated onto the site. If you need to do the payment integration onto your website, we can also help you out with that. And
I just wanted to be able to be viewed and emails to receive and people to review the gallery. The fact that this is what I'm really interested in, to pick up on the design that's already out there and the photos are already in the gallery and be able to do what I did before, remove pictures and add them. That's what I'm looking for, and that's where I've had problems finding designers that could actually say, yeah, we can do that. They tried, but they're not able to. You know, like that design is in there, like in my hosting, you know, it's in there. But it can't be edited for some reason. I was hoping to find somebody just to be able to get in there and just fix it. To be able to be used, you know.
All right.
That's what I was curious about. Can't seem to get somebody to be able to do that. Is there a reason for that, that somebody can't look at that website and just build on what's there already? Because it was already somewhat designed, and when I did have it up, people really liked it.
Okay.
You know, you could take any picture in that gallery and pull it up, and there was a watermark on the front of it, and you couldn't copy it. The right click was disabled, but the information would be under each picture, and the number for each picture would right be underneath it.
Okay. So, you know how it's going to work? Like, you're not working just with me here. You'll be working with the whole team. A team of designers and team of developers, and all will be in touch with you as well. So whatever your feedback is, whatever things that you require, whatever features that you require on your website, you just name it, and my team will help you out with it. And if you talk about, like, the pricing, so the pricing would work like a one-time cost that you need to pay. That's it. There won't be any monthly charges. There won't be any yearly charges to, like, for, let's say, for the maintenance of the site. The packages that you see, like, we'll simply work under your budget. Basically, for the revamp, we charge, like, $500 or something like that, in which we provide all of the features that the client is looking for, and we give them a functional final website. So there are no hidden charges and anything about it. So if I may ask, like, do you have some sort of a budget in mind? So if, like, if you have a budget, like, let's say you have a budget more than 500, so I'll give you something additional in it. I'll give you a best quality work. So tell me about it.
Well, I definitely don't want it to be over 1,000, you know, only because I just am not as active as I was before. But at the same time, I say that, but at the same time, I'm so used to having it the way it was before that I could take pictures down and put them up whenever I want to and need to.
Oh, yeah.
And see, that's something that I need, you know, being in this type of business, to be able to, say, take the latest 5 or 6 or 7 and at least put them up and remove what's out there. So that, I don't know how that figures in. If that's able to, I'm sure that those galleries. I saw your last one. The one on the top, I know it was just a wedding, but it said view gallery. You know, see that type of thing that I would need to be able to get into the gallery and be able to. I know there's a lot of gallery,
a lot more,
like Lightbox, you know, gallery.
A separate gallery section, because that's the main motive of the website. Because it's a photography website, so like a photography business. So, of course, we would take care of each and every page in detail. You'll see a detailed work. Like, I'm giving you a customized work. I'm not giving you some sort of a template-based work. Like, we'll just copy-paste anything. No, it's nothing like that. We'll be customizing everything that you will see on the website, starting from your logo design and ending to your website design. So we'll also provide you like future services in case you want it. Let's say you need to promote your business, you need to promote your website.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll give you a solution by which you'll be able to promote the business. Either you can market it on search engines like Google, Bing, and Yahoo, or you can market it on social media like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and some other social media platforms.
Yeah, I don't really need to do that as much as I just need to have a good searching engine involved with it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't, because I usually just talk directly to whoever I'm dealing with, and I don't need to be on social media sites.
That makes sense. And answering to your another question that you asked, that was about the changes. So let's say you are the owner of the business.
Mm-hmm.
Not let's say you are the owner of the business. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be owner of this website as well. So we are just like designing and developing the site for you. You are hiring us to take care of this work. So on the other hand, my team will give you an access to the backend. So by this way, you'll be having the complete backend control of this website, which we call CMS. So in the CMS software, you will be able to manage the site yourself. And you can add or remove photos. You can add or remove any content easily yourself.
Yeah.
Like by that way, you can simply just drag and drop. And if you don't know how to do it, we'll simply give you a free lesson, a free video tutorial by which you'll be able to make these changes in future yourself. So like you won't be finding any other company after a year or two if you need changes. You'll have everything in your hand, in your control, and you can easily take care of that yourself.
Well, that sounds like something I'm looking for, and the fact that the CMS panel that I had, well, it doesn't function now, but I mean that I had, you know, that's what I was able to do, and that worked out really good. And any time I had questions with, it was something that I did independently, but if I had questions with anything, they were always available to
give you 24/7 tech support. You can just call us anytime you want, whatever changes you need, whatever, anything, updates you require, they'll fix it within 24 hours of turnaround time. So you don't need to worry about
now,
that.
Now, regarding the 24/7 support, is that an additional service or does that come with the package?
That comes with the package. Let's say you're taking the $500 package, in which you'll get like a 60 days of maintenance. If you take like a $1,200 package, then you get with 6 months of maintenance. If you go above, then you might get like a 1 year or 2 years plan. And let's say, what happens after that? So let's say after 6 months, if you still want to continue like the maintenance with us, you can pay us an annual cost that could be around like $500 to $600 that you can pay us. You can pay us monthly as well if you want to, like if you don't want to pay like the whole money up like altogether. So you have two choices, but that's up to you. I don't think like
when
that's
you
gonna
say
happen.
Maintenance,
yeah.
I hadn't, but what I had that I liked is I was able to call them when I needed. You know what I mean? For like, say, if I were to have a problem with some, which I hardly ever did, but they didn't. I don't think they charged me. You know what I mean? That's where when you say maintenance, I guess I'm. What does that mean? Just like say my hosting, I could call them anytime. And,
those are your hosting providers. But if you need changes on the design, the hosting provider won't be able to do that. Let's say you come to me and you come to my company and you ask us to like add another page to the website.
Oh, no. I think I understand what you mean. If you're doing upgrades,
I'm just talking about
questions about the gallery if I get stuck or something like that.
No, that is free. That is free.
That's what I was looking for. Okay, well, no, that's great. You know, and then, of course, you know, maybe there can be some upgrades, but one thing at a time is to get it up and working. And,
It sounds
like something I'm looking for. The fact that there's a CMS panel, and I guess the only thing regarding that is it would have to be one that can handle a lot of images. And, different sizes and that. I guess they would be prepared for all that.
Yeah, we'll give you a tool by which you'll be able to adjust the sizes of the photos and adjust it manually and so you can just like upload them and display them on your website. And before making it live, you can also check like if it's looking good or not. You can take a look at it, like preview it before publishing, I would say.
Yeah. The other thing is, do you have to go, when you do this, do you have to go into the hosting?
Yeah,
or
we also
how
provide
do you pick?
A,
okay.
Well, we are in affiliation with HostGator and other major hosting providers because, like, we get a lot of clients on a daily basis, and we have, like, thousands of projects ongoing currently, like, which are still pending. So that by that way, like, you can see, like, how much how many products and how many projects that we're
right.
working on currently. So that's why, like, we are in affiliation with multiple companies, like, which needs which provides the services, like website services. So it's not just a website. Website, I think, website is just like a car. You purchase it, then you just like add rims to it, you add like new
mm-hmm.
seat covers to it, and make it more beautiful. So like, but for this, you need to contact other companies, you know? So exactly
mm-hmm.
like this, you purchase the website from us, but if you need to get the domain, you need to get the domain provider. If you need to get the hosting, you need to speak to the hosting provider to get that set up. But we are a one-stop shop. Like, we provide everything that you want. If you need hosting, we provide you that. If you need domain,
okay.
we provide you
well,
that. But
I said, well, I see. Well, that's great. So, you know, you could offer your client everything that they need, and choose
yeah.
whatever. But the fact that I want to stick with the hosting I have.
You can, absolutely.
I know that on that site you could add collaborators and everything
yes.
that they could get in. Yeah.
A lot of okay. clients like already have the domain and the hosting. So what they do is they just simply provide us the credentials, and once you're about to make the website live, we simply host your current website to that hosting provider that you have, and that is very simple. Like that's no problem at all for us. But I was just telling you that like we are a one-stop shop. So whatever you have in mind,
right. Mm-hmm.
we can take care of that.
Okay. Well, it sounds, and as far as the metadata in the search engine, how does that work? Is that something extra, or is that
no.
just done as part of the design?
That will be the part of your package that you're purchasing. So the metadata,
mm-hmm.
like the meta tags, will be already included. SEO indexing will be already included. So use those keywords already like on your website. So later down the road, they're going to help you like once you're applying to do the SEO, like the actual SEO on your website.
Okay, but that doesn't come with it, the SEO. Is that it? Or
like the actual like marketing plan SEO doesn't come with the website package, but the indexing and the SEO meta tags and indexing
I think that's
is,
what I have now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like you can purchase all of that. And that is just coming in just like a one package, and you would be
okay.
surprised to see all of that in just one package. And that is definitely under your budget. And if not, like
mm-hmm.
if you need to purchase the Silver website package, which is actually for $1,200, and you can also get that in just like $900 or $950. So I can match that because today's the weekend,
okay.
and we have like multiple discounted coupons, so I can apply that on that package and
That's
make
good.
It affordable for you.
Yeah, that would be great just to have something just back up again. I really miss being able to do it. And, of course, I'm missing emails and things like that. It's just, you know, being semi-retired now from my primary job and having things that you need to, doing at the house. And it's just so many things in line that I want to do. And I've been meaning to make a call on this. But I ran across your information on the list today. So. I think it sounds very interesting to me. But the final question I have, the design that's already out there, where does that go as far as the hosting is concerned? I mean, because that's what's on the hosting.
Well, to be very honest, like the site that you currently have, I don't see anything. I just see the photos in tune and some birds on it. And that's kind of about it. And if you see the sites that I have shared with you, those are quite different. I mean, like these are the actual functional website. Every page
right.
is functional.
Mm-hmm.
Payment option is functional. Gallery is functional, and it has the data to it. The theme looks beautiful already on every website. So I think like we would have to design this website from scratch for you, because you're spending money on it. Like, you're spending like $1K on it, and I think like that's too much. So like that you should like see a good quality work into it, because you're not like finding someone living next to you. Like, if you hire someone like next door, or he's a designer, he's going to charge you thousands of dollars for just sort of a basic work. And we are working remotely. We are located in different state. You are in different state. And by the way, where are you from? Are you from Florida?
This is I'm in Florida.
Okay. So see, like, we're in California. You're in Florida. So like, we need to give you.
You there?
Exactly that they want. Plus, additional, you get some additional things too. So let's come back to my website once again. Let me show you like what 1,000 comes with.
Okay, hold on a minute.
Sure.
As far as the logo that I have, I could send you that you could incorporate, at least have the same logo that. Okay.
Well, oh yeah, for sure.
What is it, Orbit Design?
Yeah, Orbit Design Agency. I think you'll never forget this company name again.
OrbitDesignAgency.com. Is
that
right?
Is correct, ma'am. And I'm so sorry, I didn't ask you about your name. May I have your name, please?
It's Sharon.
Sharon. Nice to meet you, Sharon. Okay, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Can you just send a message on the bottom right corner on the chat?
It says Chase, is that okay?
Oh, Chase is there. Okay, let me join that chat. I think that is you. Okay, hi there. Did you get it?
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Okay,
beautiful.
Did you say?
Okay, now. If you just like minimize that chat window and browse on my website, please.
Okay.
So
if you want me to look at packages?
Yeah, on the top, you see home, about us, and then services.
Mhm.
And then packages too. So if you click on packages, you'll redirect to a different section of packages that we offer.
Okay.
Then I want you to click on, not click on, just scroll to the silver website package.
Okay.
Do you see it for $11.99?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm giving you two options here. First option, $7.99, which is quite below your budget. Second option,
mm-hmm.
is silver website, which is a bit above your budget. So we'll like negotiate and we'll just like make it $900 for you. We will, for sure. Now I want you to read what are the features included in the solar one.
Okay.
Read it and tell me what you don't understand. I'll give you like what that means.
Unlimited revision. What would that consist of?
That means like whatever revision you require. Let's say you like the design, and after 2 to 3 weeks, you're like, hey, please change this design. I don't like it. I need a revision. I need to revise this page, or I need to revise this concept. So we won't be charging you additional for it. We'll just simply work on it until you're 100% satisfied with the work.
Some of these things, where it says Facebook page design and all that, but first, that's not the one that I'm looking at. It's not the things that I would need at all.
Yeah, exactly. Like that is the feature that the client needs to know when they're working with us. So this is why like we mention every detail of the feature in the package, so the client knows that what they're purchasing from us.
The other thing when you say stock images, of course, you know, being in photography, I cannot use anybody else's images.
Yes. But stock images are some images which we like purchase for clients, like which are not being used by anybody else. So if you need some additional pictures, some attractive pictures which can be uploaded on your website to make it unique, this is also a possibility. But of course, considering your business industry, you yourself a photographer, so you must have beautiful and amazing clicks that we can use to display on your website. And 100% of which will be copyright protected. And the website will also be copyright protected, so you don't need to worry about the theft for sure.
I mean, you know, being it goes into the pricing and that, you know, something that I know I could never have anybody's photography on.
Yeah.
Even though it's in the, you know, it's already approved, I wouldn't want it on there, you know, that type of thing.
So what sort of, if I may ask, what sort of events do you cover?
Well, I just work primarily with the images, you know, people trying, you know, are interested in seeing them or obtaining them, that type of thing. You know, there are times when I could do that, and, you know, as part of the description, it does say, you know, can be available with request, you know, that type of thing.
Okay, all right, understood. So we can showcase all of that onto your website, so your clients can also know. Then there will be custom forms which will be uploaded, like an online appointment or scheduling. Like if somebody needs to talk to you, they can simply go on your website. They can put down their name, number, email, and a short message for you. Once they do that, you'll receive an email. By that way, you can contact them.
Now, the website that's already up, it does have forms on there that would need to be incorporated, privacy statement.
The content, a bit of a content and frequently asked questions, yeah. We'll simply go ahead and use the same content on your new website as well.
Okay, because I cannot get into the text. There's like, you know, a suite number on one of them that needs to be changed, but it can always be copied by you, you know, and restated.
If you need additions to it, or like we can proofread that too, and we can customize it as well. We can show you some ideas. And if you need the whole written content, we can also provide you the content, written content as well. So just like as I said, it's a 360 solution. So whatever you have in mind, just let us know. We'll take care of that for you.
When you say 10... you said the $900 one or a $1,000 one, 10 to 15 pages of e-commerce, then I was going to ask you, what is that? Is that included or...
It is included. It is for sure. If it's mentioned under that package, it is included. So e-commerce means like if you receive payments on the website, then the website turns into an e-commerce website. Or if it's just an informative site, so you can get an informative site as well, which will be cheaper than $1,000 for sure.
Okay, yeah, but right now it's an informative site. But if it were to turn into an e-commerce and then you would just add a little bit onto it, or how much would you add into that?
We'll upgrade that whenever you want. We'll upgrade that. No worries.
Okay.
Yeah.
10 to 15 pages. Okay. Is it limited with the gallery? Because I know the galleries that I use, you could put an unlimited amount of pictures on.
You
the
can.
Website that you, yeah, with this silver website, can you put as many pictures as necessary, or is it limited?
I will make it has a limit to it, but I'll make it unlimited for you, like without any additional costs. Don't worry about it. I'll make it unlimited so you can add as much content to the website. The website will perform perfectly fine. It's not going to make it slow to your website. The website could perform okay.
Okay, yeah, because the gallery, the ones that I look into, like the plugins and that, they don't have limits to them, but when you say 10 to 15 pages, that's what I was wondering. You know.
Because pages are like, I would say, home about us, services, packages, portfolio, contact us, and frequently asked questions, and gallery section, and custom forms section. So these are the pages, no matter what, like how much content do you have under that page.
Okay. I see. Okay. Well, that's good. Thanks for looking into the packages or anything. So it's just a matter of time. I have some house projects and everything in the middle of, but, I'm going to work this in somehow, definitely. How do I contact you now?
You can contact me onto the website, or if you want my direct to cell phone or email address, I can go ahead and provide you that too. But considering today's promotion, I can get you a massive discount on each and every package that we offer. So by that way, you could easily afford it, and we can pull the trigger on the work and get the work started, because like we'll take at least like 4 to 5 days to provide you the initial concepts, and you'll also meet the team to discuss the initial designs of the site, and I'll give you a dedicated project manager as well, so he or she will be responsible to give you all of the updates on the project, and I'll let you meet them as well once you sign up with us. So what I would suggest would be like I would suggest always to my clients, like, there's a way to save $200. So let's say, based on today's promotion, if the cost is $1,200 for this package, that will come down to $900 or maybe $802. And if you go with the other package for $799, it can come down to $500 as well. So you can save at least, like, $300 on that package as well. So this is why, like, giving you this opportunity to go ahead and get started with us. And you also get the 100% money-back guarantee too, 100% satisfaction guarantee too. At any point, if you think like the work is not good, you don't like the quality, you don't like the customer support or customer service, you come to us and get the money back. I'm not going to let that happen, of course, but the client needs to know.
Of course, yeah. Okay. So I'll get in contact with you when I'm ready. How again should I contact you?
Let me, are you still in the chat with me? Yes, you are. Thomas Mark is my name. Thomas at orbitdesignagency.com is my email address. And my direct phone number is this. In case you need to text or call, you can call this number directly to get in touch with me.
Well, I'm putting you in line.
Could you type in your email address as well? Appreciate it.
I have to find the right time to do this.
You tell me, like, you can share that with me if you have any concern, like, how would you like to get started and when would you like to get started, so if there is any possibility, so like being a salesperson, it's my duty to give you a best option to get started.
I'm in the middle of doing some home projects, but I just had a little time and I've been trying to get this website. You know, the website's on the list just like everything else because it's been something that, of course, it's not, you know, there's things that I need to do at the house that, you know, are very important. But it's something that I need to be able to have, at least have contact with. If I'm going to have it out there, at least have to be able to have contact information and have it up functioning and that kind of thing. And, you know, it was working for a while. It's just within the last several months
or maybe within the last year, the upgrades they were doing was, you know, the bit by bit, it wasn't working because, you know, they were doing upgrades on the hosting.
Right.
And, you know, I actually don't know how that happens or why, but it happens. You know, I just, because, you know, you would just think no matter what upgrade they would do, whatever website was there, it would just accommodate it. But then, of course, it's an HTML site, so that might have something to do with it.
Yeah. So if I answer this question of yours, so I think whatever updates your website requires first, I'm not the one who will tell you this. Your hosting provider, or you'll get a notification itself if there is any update required. Then it's your choice if you need to update that or not. If there is any cost associated with it, that will be mentioned over there. But right here, I don't think like within the next 6 months to 12 months, there won't be any update that you need to pay for. We'll do it absolutely for free. But later down the road, if there's any cost associated with the update, you'll get to see that once you receive the notification, either from your hosting provider or either from our company.
Oh, yeah. See, I do remember when I did have this website, updates were being done by them. So they hosted it for a while, you know, when I don't think they're in business anymore, you know, but they hosted, and then I got another hosting. So I never really thought it out as to who does the updates, you know, once it's not being hosted by the same company or whatever.
The developer does the updates.
Who does it? They do it? Or
they, like your developers, like let's say if you're working with us, so we are the designers and developers, so we would do the updates because we are controlling the site of yours.
Okay. And so, to, like, say, 2 or 3 years from now, similar things should happen. I go to you for the updates, there's a fee for that?
After a couple of years, yes. But let's say if you're starting today and after the next 1 year or maybe two, you won't be paying anything for the updates. Whether there is any update or not, you won't be paying anything. So like the cost that you see on your computer screen, that's the only cost for now, and that's the only thing that you need to pay. There won't be any future charges. Nothing is hidden from you, and I'm just like letting you know everything before we start the project. So you could be satisfied.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I really do, you know, for you to bring that up because that's been the issue here for me.
Asking all these questions. Not everybody asks us these questions before they start working with us. And later, like after 6 months, if they see any costs, and they just get pissed off. Like, why would I have to pay to update the site? Because you guys are doing the site. And we just let them know in the start that there will be a cost if your package does not have the maintenance or does not have the updates in it. But I am giving you at least like 1 year or 2 years. Like if I'm in a very good mood today, then I'll give you 2 years of maintenance from my site, which I will.
I appreciate you giving the maintenance for a while anyway. And then say after a certain amount, because this site that I have is pretty old, even though it was pretty cool when it was up. And like I said, I did get a lot of compliments on it. You're only seeing a fraction of it once.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's really good to know, for sure. Are you with me?
Oh, I am now. I hit the mute button accidentally. But, like, say, when you do the updates, are they expensive or are they pretty manageable?
No, it's not. I already gave you an idea. It's just $100 or $200 or maybe $50 too, depending on what sort of update it is. And that's a choice. That's not mandatory. Like your website won't go down if you don't update it. It's nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. So it's a few $100 everything every now and then. See, this is something I haven't had to experience. So that's why I was curious about, you know, after a few years. Well, yeah, it's, well, to the point, as long as it's, you know, working, that's what I'm experiencing now. You know, so.
Yeah. On the other hand, like, we'll take care of the branding of yours as well. By the way, do you have any social media platforms?
Do I have what? I'm sorry.
Do you have any social media platforms?
No, I don't. I really. No, I'm pretty much just deal directly. I do not have any business social media.
But if I give you an idea, like, as a business owner, don't you think, like, you need at least a presence, no matter what, if you don't use it for, like, getting in touch with the clients, but at least, like, to proving your business is a legitimate business. So just for this, I would say.
Well, I do think that, you know, like on LinkedIn or something like that, you know, I could put it on those kinds of things. But, you know, I don't have anything on Facebook or Twitter or any or Instagram or anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me
but
try
maybe
one
LinkedIn.
Thing. Let me type your name on Google and see what I... Okay, so what do I see is your LinkedIn profile, photos in tune,
my
stock
what?
Photography. If I search your name, Karen Nebling.
Mm-hmm.
And let me give you an option. Come on Google.
Okay.
And type any of your favorite artists' name, or an actor, or a singer, anyone you like.
Type in what?
Any favorite artists, or an actor, or a singer. I would type Bradley Cooper. Did you type it?
Yeah, I did.
So what do you see on the first screen on the right side? Do you see a lot of images? Do you see a lot of content? Do you see about the artist on the right side? His date, his height, spouse, children, upcoming movies and albums, and all of that information is stored on the search engine. So this is the thing that I think you need. If somebody types in your name, this sort of information they should see. A link to your website, a two-liner about yourself, some of your work, which can be shown on Google Images, and if you need to provide some more details, like your upcoming projects or what the projects that you have done, the collaborations that you have done, so this could be displayed on Google. And I think, like, this makes the business legitimate.
Well, and it also, you know, is
yeah. So I would say this is something that I can give you. Add that into the package for you.
Okay. Well,
right now
we'll have to
thank you, and
we'll have to find a good time to get started. And you know, in a few months or so, I just have to figure it out when I can.
So when you're planning to, like, get started on this?
Well, I hadn't, you know, probably sometime next year was what I was thinking. I've got a lot of things that I have to do, and working part time now, so it's kind of one of these things I definitely want to do. Maybe do your higher package, but I just have to find the right time. Is that I could always contact you though? Is that correct? And you could start the project whatever is available at the time.
Oh yeah, for sure. But. You can start anytime you want. If you want next year, it's okay. But if you are hiring us, let's say you're paying us a cost to, like, design the website, maintain the website. So by this way, you are not doing anything. We are taking care of each and everything for you. So, and that's what you're paying for. So then I think, like, you should. So if you don't have time, if you're busy with something else, that's totally fine. Like, we can take care of the work. As I said, we are just, like, one call away. You can let us know, hey, I don't like this, so, like, just make my website like this. And once the website is ready, live, and then I think like that's more than enough for you. And I would say you should do it this year as well, because it's not time consuming for you. It's time consuming for us.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm always at, is time and money combined, getting things done. Mm-hmm.
Money is not the problem. And if you don't want to pay like in full, it's totally fine. You can just like pay it 30% to 40%. So at least like we can begin this project. And once after a month or maybe a couple weeks more, once the project is 100% finished and you're satisfied, then you can pay the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Money is not the problem for me, but like the right work, the quality work is more important for me. So out of like 1,000 or out of 900, you can just put down like 300, 400, maybe 500. Based on your input, and so I can get the work started and give you the best quality possible.
Well, that's good to know too. At least get a fraction of the start, and then build on that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good.
Whatever, like it's nothing mandatory. Whatever you can afford to pay at this moment. This pay, so at least by this way, you will have an account with us, and nobody will ask you, like, this is my word, nobody will ask you to pay in full, like, tomorrow, if somebody calls you and they ask you, hey, you purchased a package of 900, and we only received, like, 300 or 400 from your site, nobody will ask you for money. They will do the work for you as you're our client, which you are, and once the client is happy, once the project is finished, whenever, then you can pay the rest. That's totally fine.
Okay, well, that's definitely, make note of that. And,
yeah.
Okay, well, I appreciate you giving me all the information, and something that definitely would be, I'm looking forward to doing. Okay, well, thank you for your help.
All right,
and,
so.
I'll be in touch.
And how soon should I expect you?
Oh, I would say, it's hard to say, maybe in a couple months or so.
Okay, for sure. So I'll stay in touch with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks again, and I'll talk to you some other time soon. Take care. Thank you for your help.
No problem, man. Thank you so much for calling, and you have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.